The old gray mare just ain't what she used to be, because she's kind of been rewritten there as if Chopin had done the thing. That's how our piano puzzler works every week. Composer Bruce Adolph is here. He takes a familiar tune and recomposes it in the style of a particular classical composer. And that was Bruce at the piano who just played that for us. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
And we've got a listener on the line from Millsboro, Delaware. Cyril Price is joining us. Hello, Mr. Price.
Hello.
I understand you're a retired dentist.
That's correct.
You know, I've always wanted to ask a dentist this question. What kind of shape are your teeth in?
Oh, wonderful shape. They're all mine.
I'm glad to hear that. Do you have a musical background, Mr. Price?
No, I don't play a musical instrument, but I'm an avid listener.
All right. Well, let's put those listening skills to work here, and Bruce Adolph will play a piano puzzler for you. And let's see if you can figure out what the tune is that Bruce has hidden in there and in whose style he's recomposed this. And I don't know what's coming either, so if you want some brainstorming help, you can call me in if you like. Ready for your piano puzzler?
Oh, I'm all set.
Okay, Bruce, take it away. Well, that was beautiful. Mr. Price, did you hear anything familiar in there?
It was lovely, but
thanks.
I think it's something like the mother of all puzzlers here. Oh, well, let's see now.
They're always hard when they're distractingly pretty.
Perhaps if you could try it once again?
Yeah, I'll play the opening again, and that might be enough. We'll see.
Puzzler. Maybe we could work backwards from the composer end of it.
Why not?
It seems to be in the Romantic era.
Absolutely. Right smack in the center with almost the definition of Romanticism, this guy.
Yes. And I'm thinking in terms of folks like Chopin and Schubert.
Just keep going. You're real close.
And Schumann.
Okay, it's one of those three.
I would guess Schumann.
Yes, it's absolutely Schumann.
Robert Schumann, the great German romanticist and pianist and composer himself. Before we try to tackle the what tune it was, Bruce, were there particular things that you took from Schumann's style?
Yes, quite a few. For one thing, the way the harmonies unfold, which is to gradually bloom, you know, one note at a time, and sometimes with little passing dissonances. It's something, of course, he doesn't always do this, but he does do it a lot, and especially in my favorite Schumann work that I've mentioned on this show occasionally, Dichte Liebe, The Poet's Love. Plus, it starts already as if there's a suspension from nowhere, except that it's in the chord, what I was referring to, the famous C-sharp of Dichte Liebe, which goes... This is Dichte Liebe. So I took that texture and the exact same way of moving the harmonies as he does in the first song in Wunderschönen Monat Mai of Dichterliebe, which I'd like to sing for you now.
So this is really from a very specific piece by Robert Schumann.
Very closely related to the song in Wunderschönen Monat Mai, but it also does have, as that does, some of his most characteristic devices.
Well, Mr. Price, we still need to figure out what this tune was. Now, I thought I might have had an idea, and it has to do with the time of year we're in right now.
It does.
Bruce, can you bring out the melody at the beginning a little bit more?
Sure. Yes, you got it right. There it is.
Say it again.
We Three Kings of Orient Are.
Exactly.
That's
so.
That's right.
There it was. We Three Kings in the style of Robert Schumann, as put together by Bruce Adolph and as figured out by Cyril Price from Millsboro, Delaware. What's your public radio station?
WSCL of Salisbury, Maryland.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.